this episode of American Chopper.
You're nuts.
You're not the first one that told me that.
It's back to basics, old school style.
That's the way you learn.
As Paul Sr. gets to the getting and builds a custom chopper to honor America's forgotten heroes.
It's a tribute to the people that gave their lives for this country.
But pressures mount.
Like the freaking thing.
And tempers rage.
Look out!
When OCC's heartfelt project falls behind schedule.
I'm gonna kill somebody.
And pushes Paul Sr. to the edge.
I'm gonna knock you out.
The desire.
What the hell did you do?
The defiance.
Awesome.
The dedication. On this episode of American Chopper.
Perfect, Dad. You know, about a year ago, I met a couple veterans that were involved in an non-night organization. And you know, after talking to them, I thought that, maybe I should build a theme bike. You know, to kind of honor all the soldiers that fought in Vietnam and all the POWs and MIAs from the war and all the other wars, too. And this idea has kind of stuck with me for all this time. And you know, now that things at the shop are running a little smoother, I actually got time to focus on that. So I've decided that now's the time to start building that bike. A bunch of us are heading out of the shop this morning down to Washington, D.C. to visit the Vietnam War Memorial, you know, the wall, to kind of get a feel of what we're going to do with this bike.
Were you in the service?
No, actually, when I got out of high school, I wind up going into Merchant Marines, and I had Cody come along because I thought it was pretty important for him as a young person to get an idea of everything that's involved in inspiring his project.
I was on an old warship, and I delivered ammunition to a couple places in Vietnam.
So, I really thought it was great that Big Paul brought me along on this trip, because I really don't know that much about what happened during the Vietnam War, and I've never been to the wall before.
You know, there was a lot of controversy about that war. You know, there was a lot of people protesting.
Yeah.
And I just think that, you know, the people in that war, none of them got the recognition that they really deserve. You know, at this point, I'm not really 100% sure in which direction I'm going to go with this bike. But I think going down to Washington, D.C. and spending a little bit of time at the memorial will probably have a big influence on the outcome of the project.
Lost, huh?
Crazy.
Man. You know, when you come down here and you look at that wall and you, you see all the people that gave their lives for this country, you know, it really has a big effect on you. And for me personally, it makes me realize that this project is about a lot more than just building a bike.
At first, when you look at the wall, I don't really think it sinks in that each one of those names is actually a person. But after being there a while, it actually kind of hits you. that each one of those names was actually someone who died or was missing in action. I mean, there's over 58,000 names, and it's actually pretty overwhelming.
He's 7:46.
I've been down to the wall about 6 times because a relative of mine's name is on it.
There it is, line 31.
I never knew him. He had died before I was born, but my mother still talks about him. So Paul suggested that I take a photograph and do a rubbing of the panel where his name is. Because he's thinking he may want to incorporate that somehow in the design of the bike.
I think that looking at all these names, I don't even know how to really express how you really do feel. It's definitely a sadness, you know. But you know, the thing that I think about the most is that, you know, how young these guys were. You know what I mean? And having, you know, my own kids, and you know, it touches you, you know. Me and Mike are going to start on this POW MIA bike today. We should be building boats today, not bikes. Boats.
I know.
Boats.
Flood watch.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
So I decided I wanted to do it downstairs so I wouldn't have all the distractions and whatnot, you know, with Paulie. I need a frame. You know which rear fender we're using?
No. I don't know anything.
Go upstairs. Bring the frame down, the rear wheel, everything we need for mock-up, the rear fender. And then we'll get, and then we'll talk about what we're gonna do. No.
Okay.
All right.
Take an umbrella.
I'm actually really looking forward to working on this bike with my dad. I mean, working on my Blues bike with Paulie was great and all, but it did get a little stressful at times. Actually, it got very stressful. And I think my father will be a little bit more of a patient teacher than Paulie was. At least I hope so.
Where'd you go, to Kmart?
Went to Kmart.
Get a rain suit?
No, bought a welder.
Rain suit and a welder?
Yeah.
You better hold on to that rain suit.
Yeah.
You can't. You should have just took the white truck so you could have backed right to the door.
Couldn't find the keys.
Thinking. You're always thinking. You know, if I had my druthers, I'd pretty much build this bike myself. But that would take forever, and I still got a business run, you know?
There we go.
Ta-da! But it's come out nice, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
So Rick's going to help me out with some of the fabrication. And Mikey's going to pitch in whenever he can, too. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, put the tire on and go from there, I guess.
Here we go.
No, you got the tire cocked.
Hold on, Mike.
There we go.
For this bike, Paul Sr. wanted to use a knucklehead engine because it's nostalgic.
There he is. See this motor? Look at it.
I think it was a pretty good choice for his project.
I think it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, huh? Okay. Let's get it out of there.
Pain in the ass.
Didn't you have a hard time getting that other one out of the box, Mike?
Yeah.
Is that in your way, Mike? Huh?
Don't start. You don't want any of this right now.
No. Ow.
Oh, you okay?
Ow, ow, ow. It's my intention to do some pretty extensive fabrication on this here bike. Take it back out. That was too easy. But before we get into any of that, we got to make sure we have all the major components on the frame. There you go. So that way, when we're making decisions about the design and whatnot, we can see how it's all going to work together. Loosen those bolts up in there, Mike.
All right, where on the tranny?
No, no, not them. On the transmission. That's a transmission plate.
Nobody taught me when I built my bike.
And nobody's going to teach you anything. And every time you screw up, smash you in the head with something, all right? That's the way you learn.
It's not the way you learn. It's the way you learn.
The way I learned.
Sometimes I think my dad expects a little too much out of me. I mean, let's face it, I've only been working here about a year, and it's not like they assigned me a personal tutor or anything.
Well, for cripe's sakes, all you got to do is loosen the one damn bolt.
Well, my fingers won't fit.
Mike, please.
It's going.
Are you tightening it?
I might be.
Well, I'm loosening it. Chill out, chill out.
Okay.
I got it.
All right, you ready?
Loosen it all the way, or just...
No, just loose.
Okay. All in a day's work.
Good?
Yep.
All right. Fender? That fender got to go way forward.
It's got to either go up, keep a good distance.
You know, we put the rear fender on this bike, and it just didn't look right to me. It was wrapping way too low, so I figured we'd have to cut the fender to make it the right size. Ah, this fender looks like...
You don't like it?
No, it doesn't follow nothing. It doesn't follow this way.
Could be the wheel you're using.
No. What do you think, Cody?
It's not following too great, but it looks like if you lift it up a little, it should follow a little better.
I'm gonna get the tube that goes on there.
Yeah, a little thicker, right?
Cody kind of pointed out that the fender was mounted just a little too low.
I got the thicker tube.
All right, let's try that. So what we decided to do was use a thicker tubing to lift the fender off the tire.
That's cool.
All right, let's try this again.
You're a Boy Scout, Pop.
Let it go forward, Mike.
Okay.
Whoa, this is pulling out of here. Then we had trouble trying to get the doggone fender to fit over that. I mean, I think I'm getting aggravated.
Yep.
Perfect, Dad. Perfect.
Start
welding tabs on.
Hurt my arms, too.
Did you?
I gotta admit, when we finally got everything in place, it looked pretty doggone good, and Cody was right.
That looks good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
The great thing about working with Rick...
You want to tack that, Mike?
...is that he's letting me do some of the basic fabrication on this bike that I didn't get to do on my Blues bike. And you know, I really appreciate that because I can use all the practice I can get.
Good enough? You know,
beauty.
I can do it.
Beauty, you're a welder, Mike.
Born into it.
Because that's the only way I'm really ever going to get good at this.
Mike, he's a welder.
I'm a welder.
It's got to come to your left, Paul.
It's good forward, Mac?
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty happy with what we accomplished today. It may not seem like we got a lot done, but we pretty much laid the groundwork. All right, so tomorrow morning, we're going to make the bumper, do the struts, and then maybe start on the tank, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out of here.
Sounds good.
And tomorrow, we could really jump on the fabrication. And let me tell you, some of the ideas I got, they're going to be pretty sweet. Mikey, give me that. This morning, I wanted to get started on fabricating a rear bumper for this bike. Basically, I'm going to use a half-inch twisted square bar. In order to get it into the shape I want, I got to bend it around a couple of steel posts that we welded to the table. Okay. Get the torch.
Fire away, Mike.
You want to tack it a little more?
Nah.
You're going to be whacking on that.
It's not whacking on nothing. It's going to bend like butter.
Yeah?
Get the torch.
Torch is right ready.
Light it up. Turn it up. Turn the acetylene up.
The gosh damn oxygen, the knob's broken.
I'm gonna kill somebody. What? You got the oxygen on?
Need another knob.
Or a clamp or something.
You know what?
Look, it's not mine. I didn't f it up.
I just said yesterday, make sure we have this down here.
Well, geez, you know, I didn't look at the
knobs.
Light it.
This morning, the old man must have got up on the wrong side of the bed.
Light the freaking thing.
What's wrong with you, man?
Because
you gotta calm down.
Let's do
if we're
something.
Gonna make this work, you gotta calm down.
There you go. How hard was that?
That was hard. I think maybe that he's been working with Paulie so long that his patience is worn thin. And just about anything will set him off. But you know, I'm not Paulie. I'm just trying to help him out here.
Keep heating it back in there.
Don't go forward too much. Stay back a little more. Stay back. Oh, whoa. Bring that the other way.
What the?
Don't bring the redness this way.
Leave it. Go ahead.
Told me to bring it gradually that way.
All right, go ahead.
Wash my hands.
I can tell you one thing. Mikey might have learned a few things building that blues bike.
Easy. Don't melt it. Okay?
But when it comes to doing this type of metal work, he's got a lot to learn. Hold it. How's that look? Pretty good?
All right.
Let's do this side. And do this side right, all right?
Yeah.
You should be used to it now.
Oh, I know it. The abuse or how to do this?
Both.
The tricky thing about bending metal like this...
Easy.
...is that if you don't heat it up enough, it's not going to bend smoothly.
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead. Keep
the heat on. Keep the heat on.
Easy. Don't melt
it.
Watched, I'll melt it.
But then if you heat it up too much, the metal's going to distort, and then that's worse.
Keep the heat on it, but don't be so close to it.
So it really takes a delicate touch.
Keep it on there. Go ahead.
Something that maybe Mikey hasn't quite mastered yet.
Now, hold that up. Hold up. Keep the torch on. Get the cutting wheel. Cut that right there.
Just keep a little heat on it from the distance.
Don't worry about it. Just let him cut that first.
You're nuts. You know what? You're indecisive.
You're not the first one that told me that. Once we bent the bumper into an oval, cool it, the next thing we had to do was wrap it around the fender. So we built a jig that had the same dimensions and curve as the rear fender. I don't know if we should heat this or just bend it around.
Heat it and whack it with something a little softer than the metal.
You probably can almost fold it, you know?
What are you going to do? You're going to put a crease in it.
Yeah, it's going to put a lot of freaking stress on these because they're all welded on the back.
You think so? All right, then heat it, but you don't got to get crazy with it, you know what I'm saying?
No, just enough so you can start bending it by hand.
You just want to use the torch, that's why.
Yes, sir.
So I can get aggravated and yell at you.
Yep.
You're not happy unless you're aggravating me.
Well, you're not happy unless you're aggravating
me. That's true, though. Well. Mike, you all right? Mike, what the hell are you doing? This off? Go ahead.
Bang. He was pushing the oxygen.
If we're out of acetylene, I'm going to kill somebody, I swear to God.
Bam.
You're out of acetylene.
What the?
Oh, wait a minute. The tank was off.
Well, what are you doing with the tank off?
I didn't shut it
off.
Did
you turn the tank off?
Come on.
Make sure the oxygen's on.
I got him running. All right, we're good to go now.
We're good to go.
Yeah. What are you...
Can you explain?
You know, I think my old man was about to bust the gasket. Take it easy.
Come on.
You ready? I mean, every single time I lit the torch...
Come on, put it higher.
It would blow itself out. No, I'll get it. And he acted like it was my fault. But if you ask me, it was defective equipment, not a defective operator. A little flurries in here.
Bam! Listen to me. Turn. Wait. Listen. Put the acetylene on.
Turn it on a little
more. More. There we go. Go ahead. Now the oxygen.
There we go. Huh? We don't want it too hot.
There you go.
All right.
Just go ahead. Once we were able to get that damn torch lit, we were able to get back and do some real work.
Go ahead. Let's start heating it.
Start heating it.
Take it easy.
You're all right. You're all right. See, you can almost do it. Between Mikey, me, and Rick, it took the better part of the morning just to fabricate that jig.
Top one.
Come on, Mike.
And, you know, that's something that's not even going on a bike.
Okay.
Good job.
But, you know, it's an important part of the process because it's the only way we can get the shape of the bumper perfect.
You know, even with as bad of a mood as my old man was in, I got to tell you, it was actually pretty cool to see him getting in there and actually doing this kind of stuff. Because sometimes I think I forget that the man spent 30 years working with steel.
Easy, 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 easy.
And watching him today kind of reminded me that he actually does know what he's doing.
Yeah, leave it right on there.
Woo!
Got some heat going there. That's cool.
It stayed pretty. I was worried about it opening up and closing. Right. Not bad, right?
No, you heated it up pretty evenly. That worked out good.
I tell you, it's kept a pretty good arc, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's because I know how to use the torch.
Oh, yeah? I'll give you credit. You know, you did good. As soon as we finished with the bumper, the guys from Jerry Springer showed up with the front end for the bike.
Et voila.
That my dad had to make.
You're the man. You know, I was really impressed with Jerry's work. You know, he actually incorporated the POW MIA symbols into the trees.
Oh, these are like bracelets, POW?
And when I saw those POW bracelets that he used, you know, that got to me a little bit.
You see the POW on the crosses over here?
It really reminded me of why I'm building this bike and who it's for. Well, listen, I really appreciate this. Awesome, awesome, awesome front end, man.
You're welcome.
Awesome front end. All right, let's go to work.
Tilt it up, now tilt it down.
Tilt what down?
Move it over.
You nuts or what?
You know, sometimes I think Mikey just enjoys yanking Senior's chain. As funny as it is, I'm worried one day he's gonna push the old man too far.
Look out!
I just hope when that happens, I'm not caught in the crossfire. That looks pretty good for a straightness.
Tack it!
Cool.
Roll off. Once we got the bumper mounted to the fender, we started right in on fabricating that rear strut. The idea I had for that was to use the same twisted steel bar so you know it would match the bumper.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, once I had those struts placed up on that bike, I really wasn't all that happy.
I don't know.
I should call it quits till tomorrow because now you're kind of just, you're hanging on and you want to make something work that might not.
First of all, I didn't like the way it looked. And second of all, I wasn't sure if it was going to give the fender the support that it needed.
You know what? Let's just
sleep on it.
Sleep on it.
Think about it. Draw a little picture, or you probably got a picture in your head.
And think about it a little bit and come back.
Might be able to use a different material altogether.
Shut up.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Sure.
All right.
Bike builder now.
Look at this.
They never,
it's ridiculous.
They put nobody's cover on it. Not that your face, never.
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 Did you make the cover?
Never. He's got his puss on there. Look at that.
I'm sweating. Yeah,
you look like
there.
You're
sweating. It's like, holy
That's
geez.
Great, though. That's.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There you go. Oh, look
that
at that.
Good turn.
Holy mackerel. This is cool, huh?
Woo.
Big time now, baby. Put it over there. Let's go. Come on.
All right. Let's move. You know, I showed my father the magazine cover with my picture on it, and I thought maybe, just maybe, I might get a little respect around here. But really, it was just back to business as usual. Am I going to be torching?
I'm going to be torching. You're going to be bending.
Let me torch.
No, you suck at the torch over here. You already failed yesterday, Mike.
I think you did a great job.
I did a great job.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I'm the one who did it.
After sleeping on it for a night, I decided that I didn't really like those struts for the bike. And I decided that a sissy bar would look a lot better, and it would give the fender all the support that it needed. So that was the first project that we tackled today.
Mike, give me the hammer. Get something out. Pull it back out. Push it back out a little bit.
I need the hammer. It's hot.
Get something out. Go easy. No.
What?
Go ahead. Go easy.
We'll be able to move it how we need it.
Yeah, Bob.
All right.
I think Paul Sr.'s made the right decision as far as the sissy bar is concerned. I think it's going to give the bike an old school look, which I know he really likes. And I also think it's going to fit in really well with the whole theme of the bike.
Mike, go over there with the cutting wheel. Cut these off right here. Both of them. Are you going to cut it on the ground like that?
Mike, what the hell did you do? Look at the way you cut the damn thing.
Yeah, I'm going to clean it up.
Let's try and get
it
right.
You know, I'm not perfect. Why don't you accept me for who I am? And not what you want me to be.
Get the thing straightened out. You know, I don't think that I could be accused of being a patient man. But I'm giving it my best shot when it comes to Mikey because I know he's still learning. But geez, sometimes you really got to wonder what the hell's going on inside his head. Let me see if we could just center punch right through that. Drill them holes out, Mike. Don't wobble it, Mike.
You know, to be honest with you, when I first started working at the shop, I could have cared less about building bikes. It's all you, Ralphie boy. I mean, it really wasn't my chosen profession. But you know, the more projects I get involved in, the more I enjoy doing this kind of work. I mean, I'm not really a fast learner, and I'm not really the most mechanically inclined guy in the shop. And that kind of bugs my dad. But to be honest with you, that's half the fun.
You don't even have it.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Here, you can lift that way.
No, it moves. You don't have it.
How's that?
My boy. Do the other side.
Easy, easy. Don't go too hard. Go ahead. You're all right.
Go ahead.
Ooh. That's pretty good. Actually, that's right there.
Tell your dad how good he is.
That's pretty good, man, for the first time.
I know. She's good. And she's good now. Oh, you know what? Start taking that up, and me and him are going to start working on a front end.
Okay.
All right? You know, I got to tell you, I'm pretty impressed with Rick. His knowledge of metal fabrication is as good or might even be a little better than Paulie. Plus, he seems pretty enthused about doing this project. And in my book, that goes a long way. You ready? The bearing's in the top there, right? I'm gonna knock you out. Chest is killing me.
I'm sorry.
This is stainless.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was chrome.
She's a beaut. Once Rick finished up the sissy bar, there was one more change I wanted to make real quick. I wanted to give the sissy bar a slight arc so that it would match the curves of the bike.
This here press brake could generate 300 tons of pressure per square inch. But it's just what I needed to make the subtle arc that I needed in a sissy bar.
What's next?
Start drawing up the plans for the tank.
Okay. Let's do it.
Paul Sr. decided that he wanted to modify the gas tank that we picked out for this project. He wanted to give it more height so the top of the tank would sit out higher than the trees.
Cut me, Mick.
In order to do that, we basically cut around the tank and then pried it open. Eventually, I'll fill in the gap with sheet metal. It's 2 inches. That'll be cool.
Mikey did that?
Yes, he did.
He's the man. Let's put it on there. I gotta be honest. I was hoping to get a lot more done than we did today.
Yeah, baby.
But you know, we're kind of designing this bike as we're going along. Let me see if I can see over the top of the tank. And nothing's been drawn out or whatnot, you know? So I guess you gotta expect things to go slow every once in a while.
Kick your feet out.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But I'm not really that concerned because we'll just kick it into high gear tomorrow and we'll make up for any lost time that we had today. Let's let it be radical, baby. Let's do it. Let's get busy.
Today I'm going to do more modifications on the tank. We're trying to give it a similar look and feel as the trees. So we decided to create 2 indentations in the front of the tank that come to a point in the center. It's going to be a little tricky, but I think it's worth the effort.
Rick's working on a tank. I want to get started on the rear fender. I got this idea how to incorporate the POW MIA symbol in the rear fender, but I'm going to need Mike Campo's help to do that. Mike, you up there?
Yeah.
Hey, can you come downstairs here for a second?
Okay.
Now.
What you guys got going?
What I want to do, you see how that says POW over there?
Yeah.
MIA? And then it's got just this outline? Not this here, but this here outline of the face.
Yeah, it's got the silhouette, yeah.
What I'd like to do is, I'd like to put the POW in here, MIA.
Okay.
And then that silhouette underneath there. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some real fine perforated metal, stainless.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it behind the fender, you know, roll it to the back of the fender.
Yeah.
And I'll put lighting behind it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Can you cut that out clean with the, pretty clean with the,
Yeah, yeah.
Can you lay that out?
Yeah.
I'd want to keep it as low as possible.
So something like down here.
Yeah.
Is what you want.
Yeah, probably the silhouette and then right up above it, that POW. Okay.
I'll sit and draw it.
Go upstairs, tell them to get somebody to replace you for a while.
Want me to replace him?
You know what, Mike? You're getting on my nerves, so why don't you go upstairs and...
Yeah, I think we need a little time apart.
Yeah, go on upstairs and answer the phones. Go ahead, get.
Beat it. All right.
Just a piece of meat to you guys.
You know, since I've been at OCC, I've only worked on a few of their theme bikes. So anytime I can get involved, I jump at the chance. And working on this rear fender for the POW MIA bike is the kind of work I really like to do. Because it lets me use my art background and my metalworking skills. It's also a challenge because it's a one-of-a-kind project. I mean, you know, we're not just duplicating something that's already been done before.
Getting this tank right is going to be a little bit of a challenge.
All right, make some noise.
I have to make sure that both concave sections are going to be identical and symmetrical. And that's just a tedious process of gradually working the metal till it's perfect.
Hey, senior.
Yeah.
Come take a look at this.
Then the POW will be, what, right in here?
Yeah. It actually, on that, it would be like to the, up to here. I mean, do you want to run it smaller? Or
yeah,
what?
I want it a little smaller.
Okay.
A little bit smaller.
Okay.
Well, Rick and Camp are working on more of the artistic design of the bike. I'm going to be working on putting the primary and the transmission on. This way we can get ahead of the game a little bit here, or at least I hope we can.
What the hell?
I think Senior's idea for this rear fender is pretty radical. I mean, a lot of people would have just painted the emblem on, but as an artist, I can appreciate that he wanted to cut it out and utilize negative space. I think it'll give the bike a really unique effect.
What the hell is going on here, man? Huh? Hey, Cody, did you take the drill bits out of here?
No, I used a different set.
Somebody's got two drill bits. Let me see what drill bit you got there, Code.
We have ones like this, and then we have a bunch in there.
Ow! They're probably over there someplace. Either that or Mikey's got them. I'm gonna go upstairs and turn him upside down with the crane. Hey.
You got a parts fall on line three, Ron?
Hey, I'm missing two drill bits.
What is this, like an ongoing saga with you?
I don't know. I'm missing two drill bits. You got them?
No. What would I do, bring them home? I wear mesh shorts.
You know what? I don't have the hill down here to throw you down no more, but I will throw you off the wall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, try me. I've been answering phones with idiots on the other line all day.
Yeah, I see that.
Orange County.
I was just wondering if you guys were in Orange County, New York, or Orange County, California.
Your guess is as good as mine.
What the hell? You know what? I thought I'd bring you down here. You get this thing done over here. You've been here for half a day, and I don't see nothing.
You don't see nothing.
Nothing. I see nothing.
Oh, got somebody telling me to do a test piece.
You're another one of these artist guys, like.
Nice and slow,
no,
babe.
No, it's upstairs over there. The other.
You just don't realize how much time things take. We'll get it done for you, okay?
No pressure. I know Senior wants this bike to be done as soon as possible, but I also know it needs to be done right. And you know, sometimes those two things don't always go together. But you know what? I'm not about to do anything just half-assed, no matter who's breathing down my neck.
What's going on there, Camp?
Stressing, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just trying to get it all right.
Good going. You want me to hold that for you or something?
If you can pull this side down, that'd be cool. Thanks.
You know, when we were down in D.C., I could really tell that this project meant a lot to Paul Senior.
See what we got.
I think he really inspired everyone around here at the shop because he's really enthused about it.
Yeah, cool. Looks pretty straight.
Yep.
You know, it's really important to Senior that this bike has a lot of fabrication on it and that it'll look handmade. He told me that he doesn't want it to look like it just rolled off an assembly line. It's got to be unique and stand out. You know, I think me and Campo are up for the challenge and we'll be able to give him exactly what he wants.
What aisle's the exhaust fans on?
Aisle 4.
We got aisles down here. Aisle 3, aisle 5. All right. Scooter ready. All right. You know, in the last few months, a lot of things have changed down here in the old shop. And I made sure that everybody knew that I wanted things organized.
Playing tricks on me, I think. They're trying to trick me.
But I think that maybe they might have organized things a little too good. Where the hell is... What the hell?
Is this 4?
What aisle is this?
Come on, guy. Get with the program here.
Trying to trick me. I know it.
Bigger labels next time, Nick.
Bigger labels next time.
You know, having Rick and Campo fabricating on this bike at the same time takes a lot of pressure off of me, which allows me to focus more on the nuts and bolts aspects of building this bike. You know, I know we still got a long ways to go on this project, but I think that these two guys are finally hitting their stride. And let me tell you, it's going to make all the difference.
Cutting the spender out is pretty stressful. Basically, it's a one-shot deal. If I screw it up, then we have to scrap the whole thing and start over. So no matter what, I'm going to make sure I take my time and do it right. Hey, Senior, come take a look at this. Want to take a look?
That's gonna look hot.
Look good with that mesh inlaid in there.
I'm glad we went that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad I thought of that.
That's why you're the boss.
That's why I'm the boss. Before we get out of here, let me just throw that tank on. I want to see what that tank looks on there. Just lay that fender on. I just want to get a look. You know, I got to tell you, we kind of got off to a slow start on this here project, but I tell you what, today we kicked some butt. And I think, you know, if we can keep going the way we're going with this, then I think we're going to be okay.
That's going to look good, huh?
That looks great, man. That's good. That, I'm glad we did that, you know? That
looks great. Yeah, it's going to look good.
Let's get out of here.
Next time on American Chopper.
This is the moment.
Hopes are high.
Let it rock.
Let's rip. And spirits soar.
Dun, dun, dun.
As OCC's battle to build the POW-MIA bike rages on. But design changes.
You gotta be kidding.
And last-minute setbacks.
We'll just change everything.
Bring Paul Sr.'s patriotic tribute.
Somebody's gonna be getting their ass whipped.
Crashing to an end.
What the hell, Mikey?
The strife.
Smash his head into the fender.
The struggle.
Jackass.
The skill. Next time on American Chopper.